This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And we live and travel full-time in our RV, and we got a special guest today.
We have a very special guest.
You should introduce her.
It's my twin sister, Peggy.
Right. Now, Peg, the reason that we're having you here is... Normally, when we're recording these podcasts, you call in the middle of them.
Oh, yes. So, I have done that, yes. Uh-huh. Well, so, hi, guys. It's great to be here, and great to be here with you guys.
So we figured we would just have you here. And
Okay. You know,
I always wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
And that is, what do you think about what we do? I mean, we travel and live full-time in our RV, and we're gone all the time. Yeah, what's your opinion of that?
You know, it's funny. It's kind of some different things because I think, you know, I think that's great what you're doing. I would love to be able to do this, but my situation right now, it's not feasible. I do have a grandchild and another on the way, but I think it's great you guys do this. But I do miss you because I don't see you very much. And
I
But when I do see you, it's wonderful.
Yes.
We have a great time together, don't we, when we get together?
Oh, absolutely.
It's so fun.
Well,
it's awesome.
I always like it when you come and visit us.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
Yeah. You know,
I don't get to get out and visit you guys enough. I'll have to work on that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Do it more.
We hear a lot about people who have grandkids. And we've run into people who are full-time RVers, and they say, no, we're not going to be doing this because we have another grandchild and we're going to spend time with our grandkids. And we also have heard from people who, you know, do it part-time. Maybe they'll go out for a month or two and then they come back because they want to see their grandkids.
Right.
So it's a pretty common thing.
But I met somebody. It was really interesting. She's full-time and she said she's got grandkids and she just had to get away. She said, I'm just tired of having to do everything for my daughter and with my grandkids.
Right.
Constantly picking them up at school, doing this, doing that. You know, she said, I wanted me time.
Right.
I want to be able to have my
time. Yeah, that makes sense.
And she said, I've had it. And she left. Of course, her daughter wasn't very happy at all about it. But
well, that's right, because she had a built-in babysitter.
Yeah, right.
But I understand that. You know, what's the old saying? You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your relatives.
Right.
You know, so.
Yep.
Yeah, it's different in every situation.
Yes.
Now, Peg, let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you were going to do this, let's say you decided to go on the road and maybe follow us, what kind of an RV would catch your eye? What would you like?
Probably a Sprinter van, I would think. You know, that's all. If it's just me, that's all I need.
Right.
Yeah. And especially if I'm following you guys, and, you know, I'll probably be living in your RV pretty much most of the time anyway.
Right. I'd get thrown out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there
put
you go,
him in
Jeff.
The Sprinter van.
Yeah.
See, that's how it works. But anyway, this podcast, we wanted to talk about whether or not you should sell your home if you're going to do this full time.
Yeah.
We come across this question all the time with people, and we get a whole lot of different responses. And it's interesting because we really can't tell you whether or not you should sell your home and live full time in an RV, or if you should keep your home in case you come back to it, you know, whatever the case might be, because every situation is totally different.
Oh, yeah. There's so many women that have said to me, I can't sell my house. You know, they love their house.
Right.
That's, you know.
Or they've worked all their lives to exactly. get that house.
Yes.
And they're not going to give it up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then you take a look at the housing market today.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, maybe you sell your house and you get a bunch of money for it. What are you going to buy then?
Yeah.
Because
when you're done doing this, then what do you do?
Everything else is, you know, inflated.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a crazy housing market.
Oh, yeah.
But for us, it worked out that we sold our house.
It did.
But occasionally we think, oh, you know what? Maybe we should get back into a house.
I know. It would be nice to have a home base.
And then we start looking at the housing prices.
Yeah. Oh,
now,
man.
Now, we sold our house for what we thought was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at some of these houses, and some of these houses have just been lived in and not really repaired or kept up or,
yeah.
what would you say, modernized? Or
yeah, and they're getting a huge bonus. They're getting all this extra money,
they
and
just,
they didn't do anything.
Exactly. They put it up for sale for a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are buying them.
Exactly. Who are all these people buying up all this stuff that's, like, so inflated? I don't understand that.
And how are they making the payments?
Yeah.
And what happens if the housing market drops back?
Right.
So there's a lot of variables here. But for us, we decided to sell our house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking back, I mean, we've been on the road for 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that was a good idea?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For us, for sure.
Yeah.
At the time, that was what we needed to do.
Yeah. And it kind of gave us that sense of freedom
mm-hmm.
to be out and about and not have to worry about a house, not
mm-hmm.
have to worry about, you know, some people would rent their house.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about renters
right.
or any kind of problems
right.
or anything like that. But at the same time, we got a storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worked out okay for us,
mm-hmm.
except they keep raising the monthly rate.
Right.
And I think when we started, how much were we paying?
We were paying about $160 when we started.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at $260.
Now we're at $260.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
don't
but
get
I love
me
that,
started.
I love that stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, because somebody recently told us that they had had a storage unit and they came back to it for whatever reason, whatever they were doing. I don't think it was this type of thing. But anyway, she went back to it and realized when she got all that stuff out and put it in her apartment, she didn't like it anymore. She didn't even want that stuff. She wanted to redo, you know, so it was like, why did I hold all this stuff and pay for...
You know, I hate to say this, Patty, but that's what's going to happen to you.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
I just have like a few chairs and bedroom stuff and just, you know...
Well, we got tons of knickknacks.
Not a whole lot. I got rid of a lot, but I have my favorite chairs. I probably have too many chairs. There's just all a bunch of chairs in there.
I mean, can
like
you imagine?
My comfy chairs.
After 3 years, I mean, you've literally paid, you know, almost $6,000 in storage fees.
I know.
Oh, my gosh,
yes.
What could you do with $6,000 with new furniture?
Oh, no.
So,
oh.
Is that a wise decision?
I don't know. It's
or
like,
are we stupid?
Yeah, really.
You know? I mean, that's a tough decision. Here's something else to consider.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a house, chances are, unless you really mess things up, your house is going to maintain its value, right?
Yeah, right.
Most of the time, it's an asset, and it grows in value. Now, in today's market, my gosh, these houses have gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an RV, is that going to gain in value?
That's a good question.
It's
wonder.
Not.
Oh, really?
It's going to depreciate.
Yes.
Every year, your RV is going to lose value.
How do you know? I don't know. I disagree.
No, you do.
I do because, you know, look at the cars. Your used cars are worth a lot of money. Maybe
mm-hmm.
that's bubble is done. I don't know. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes you get it. You have your car and you can sell it for more than what you actually paid for it.
Right.
You know, and so
I think that's kind of changed a little bit.
Is it? Is it going back down now
yeah.
with the vehicles and
yeah,
things?
Yeah, because of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Repossessions are really up high now.
Oh,
so, yeah,
that's right.
You know, used cars have lost some value.
Uh-huh.
That's for sure. But,
uh-huh.
you know, an RV loses value every year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At least traditionally.
Yeah.
Now, I know that a couple of years ago, when we would go to trade in our RV, we got more for it than we paid for it.
Right.
But does that still happen? I don't know.
It could.
What about 5 or 6 years from now?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's going to be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got an RV that's 6 years old, unless it's really well maintained.
Right.
And, you know, was maybe in a movie.
Yeah.
And it's famous.
Yeah, right.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
But for the most part, RVs will lose their value.
Yeah.
Of course, we can never predict what the market is going to do.
Right.
But if you looked at it overall, you know, economically, that would be the case.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot to be said about whether or not you're going to keep your house or if you're going to sell it.
Right.
Or maybe rent it. You know, that's a concept too.
Yes.
In some situations, you probably could do very well with it.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the market.
Right.
But if you're on the road and you have renters in that house and you have problems or issues, you've got to have somebody back in that location to be able to...
Probably have a property manager.
Right. Take care of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And then another thing about getting on the road full time. Mm-hmm. Your relationships.
Oh, yes.
You know, you don't really hear fights too much in RV parks.
Right.
You know, people aren't really yelling at each other. I mean, we've had a few out there where, you know, a lady is trying to back up the trailer and he's directing her and they get in a fight. They say that's pretty common.
We had a fight once.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, way back when.
The windows were open, and we were pretty close to the neighbors at that time. It's like, oops, afterwards.
Yep. Dinner and a show for someone.
Thought, oh, boy. Uh-oh. They heard everything.
And found out about us.
Yeah. But that was just the one time.
Right. I can't believe that would only be one time.
No.
After all these years.
I know. Isn't that something? But yeah, we're doing pretty good.
You know, somebody came up with a really good idea. They said, if you're considering living full-time in your RV and selling your house and, you know, getting on the road and doing this lifestyle, that what you ought to do is, well, of course, rent all the different types of RVs that you possibly can, so you kind of find out what you really need, but start closing off parts of your house.
Yeah.
You know, like if you got a 3-bedroom house, close off 2 bedrooms and don't use them for anything and start living in smaller quarters so you can make that transition or at least know what it's like.
Yeah.
Because it's different living in a house than it is in a 30-foot or a 38-foot or a 45-foot RV.
Right.
Now, some of these fifth wheels are really nice. They're like condos.
Yeah.
Both sides open up. You've got an island in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and, you know,
the kitchens are beautiful in those things.
It's incredible. It's kind of a good idea to think about that.
I think that's what Peg should do. She should get a pickup truck and figure out how to pull a fifth wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we
there
can
you
kind
go.
Of have, you know, the best of both worlds then, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would work out really well.
Yeah.
Go to Peg's for, you know, gourmet meals.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great for you guys, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That would work out really well.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I'll start looking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
We're going to get flooded with calls now.
Yeah.
Well, Peg would have it pretty easy because she'd just be traveling by herself because she's single.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe I'd want to travel with someone.
Oh, then you'd have to find that perfect person.
Yes. Right.
And you know, if you are in a relationship or a marriage, it's got to be strong in order to make the transition to living in a box with wheels on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine if I meet somebody and say, oh, by the way, we're going to go traveling together.
Yeah.
They'd
right.
be like, yeah. you know, like on the first date or something, yeah. you know.
Right. Oh, that would.
That'd go over real big, wouldn't it?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you got to sell your house.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Well, no, the ideal thing would be to meet somebody on the road that's already single, like Michelle and
oh,
David
yeah,
Brown.
You, right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They met each other. They were already doing it. And they hooked up, and it's awesome. What an awesome story.
Yeah.
See? So there
see,
you go.
That happens. That can happen.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's amazing. They're still going really strong,
they
aren't
are.
They? They're really enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And they really, you know, for a couple that met on the road, like for you and I, we've been together
34 years.
Well, married 34, been together 36. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy for us. But to just meet somebody and get together and be together, that would be hard.
Obviously, they're doing it fine.
They
huh?
are. Yeah. They are. It's really cool. They are just the coolest couple, and they just fit so well.
And, yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, okay, that's one couple you met. There's got to be so many out there
yeah.
that have met on the road
yeah,
and are just doing
are.
Fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many have gotten divorced.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is, we're talking about something else, not people that have just met and got together, but people that were already married and they got on the road to do this. Yeah, I wonder how many, is that what you're talking about?
Right.
I wonder how many of those people got,
right.
it didn't work out and they just couldn't be together anymore. They couldn't stand each
because
other.
Because you know it happens.
Yeah, it had to happen.
Yes.
Well, I'm not unhooking this sewer anymore.
Yeah. I've had it. I'm done.
But it takes a lot of communication.
And it takes both people to really have a passion for it. You mm-hmm. know, I feel bad for some of the couples, maybe, you know, one doesn't and one does.
Well, we hear from people who say, you know, I'm trying to talk my wife into this.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to talk my husband into this.
Right.
And I'll tell you, you really got to know what you're doing because boy, talking somebody into something, if they don't like it.
Yeah.
And you get out on the road and it's like, oh, geez, now we got this RV. What are we going to do?
Yeah, and we're fighting all the time.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Well, I
yeah.
think if they're in a situation, that type of situation, they shouldn't be selling their house. Let's go give this a try and see how
right.
this goes.
Good point.
And then.
Yeah, it's like the people who have a rocky marriage and they go, you know, if we had a child, it would change everything. No!
Right,
no,
right,
no,
right.
No.
Yeah, and they're saying the same thing. You know, if we get on the road
right.
and travel,
yeah,
it'll
sell
change
our house
everything.
And yeah. yeah, just go and do this. And
yeah.
Because it takes flexibility, it takes teamwork, mm-hmm. it takes patience.
Yep.
I mean, did you guys even, when you were starting out, you had to be thinking, are we going to be able to do this, you know, and do oh. this together? And
no, I never thought
I'm
that.
Sure.
I knew
oh, you
I
didn't?
Could. I mean, yeah.
I mean, the two of you together and
yeah.
with being able to just
well, you know,
spend
yeah.
this kind of time, you know what I'm
we
saying?
We went through a metamorphosis. I think. You
but
know,
I think also it was so exciting in the beginning.
Right. It's like,
it was,
yeah.
it was like
yes.
one big long vacation, you know, because we
that's
always loved
true.
Going on vacations. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't
but
mean to
we
you.
Were in close quarters.
Yes.
Yeah, and that took a little getting used to.
Mm-hmm.
We were in, what, 29 feet?
Yeah.
And yeah, it did. It took some getting used to.
Uh-huh. But it was a lot of fun. You mm-hmm. know, it was.
Yeah. The excitement was, you know,
yeah.
wow, we're. You know, we're like on a permanent vacation.
Yeah, we're exploring together. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
The funny thing is, I don't even remember your first RV.
Oh, funny.
Since this is your third one. I don't
yeah.
even remember the second one.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't remind me. However, we recently ran into a couple who over 20 years have had 8 RVs. So I don't
oh
feel so bad
yeah,
anymore.
That's 20 years.
I know.
I mean, yeah.
You're just 3
been,
years with 3 RVs.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. We've been averaging one a year.
Oh, we have.
That's not a good thing. But I think we're going to stick with this one.
I sure hope so.
What do you mean, What was that
yeah,
about?
Well, you know, we just came from the factory tour. We took stopped at Napanee and had some repairs, warranty work done, and
right.
took the factory tour and saw those new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, some of those are really pretty.
What are you saying? You don't want to get rid of this and get another new one, do you?
Well, I could. I mean, if it had, like, you know, heated floors and...
Heated floors.
Hey, you know what? I'll take this one.
Oh, my God.
I'll take it.
Yeah, and then we can give her this one. Let's see.
Yeah, give Peg this
yeah,
one.
There you
yeah.
go, and I'll follow you in this one.
Yeah, you can
there you go.
Yeah. We've seen plenty of women by themselves driving these mm-hmm. and owning these mm-hmm. with their dogs, you know.
Yeah.
Just get some dogs or take your cats
oh,
with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know, the cats would probably love that.
Sure.
We're going to have to change the name from Rocking the RV Life to Ruining the RV Life. Oh. Hey, you guys, we're out of time.
Okay.
I do want to mention that we've got a couple of special announcements that we're going to make shortly.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
But to recap, whether or not to sell your house, if you're going to try RVing full time, that's a personal decision. And it takes a lot of research and maybe a really strong spreadsheet to kind of compare costs and what works for you. It's an individual decision.
That's right. But just remember, if you're still undecided about whether to keep your house or sell it, just think of all the money you'll save on lawn care.
Oh, yeah.
Home repairs. Mm. You won't have to shovel the snow or clean the gutters.
Oh, to clean the gutters.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you got bad neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to sell your house and move.
Yeah.
You just turn on the ignition and leave.
That's right. How many times have we done that?
Twice.
Yeah.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.